Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show. Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday morning. Thanks for being with us. Hopefully everybody enjoyed parts of their weekend, as many of them as you could. Mostly fun weekend, but you know, can't control the outcomes, unfortunately. good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yeah, it was an eventful weekend. I'll say the hour. I don't know what anybody believe, but that damn hour tore me up yesterday.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, man. I was like, what the hell's going on? And I look at the thing. I was like, hold on. I'm up early, huh? Then I thought, am I up late? I mean, I just was so confused yesterday, man. You go downstairs, the cable box says one thing, the microwave says another thing.
Yes, that is the frustrating thing, because some stuff automatically
updates. Yeah, man.
Your watch, your phone, I guess some other smart stuff. Yeah. But then obviously the clocks on the walls. Man. And all. I know, it is very
confusing. Threw me all the way off, man.
And I'm kind of, I don't know, like I try to be on top of it, but I can't do all of them immediately. I can't be walking. What am I, a clock fixer?
Smither.
You know, clocksmith? Is that what I'm supposed to be? Uh-huh. You know? So I fixed some of them, and then I'm sitting there last night watching Sunday Night Football, and I looked over there, and I was like, is it really? No, it's only 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
So it's not midnight. It's only 11
o'clock. Yeah, man, it's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy, man. But yeah, I mean, I hope, like you said, everybody had a good weekend. As we come back in on a Monday, same story. Same team.
Yeah.
Different outcome.
No,
they lost the game on a missed kick before, so.
Yeah, no, we've been here before.
Yeah.
This is
Welcome
back.
Yeah.
welcome back. This is, you know, same thing.
Yeah, man.
It sucks. It sucks that that's
Did they go straight to Germany? Or did they come home?
They
came home? Okay.
They had to come home and drop off Parker Romo.
Yeah, drop his ass off. They should have left his ass up there where his heart was.
Yeah. You know, I mean, fall is nice in New England. Maybe he wanted to hang out and pick apples or something.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredibly frustrating. You're 8 games in. Two of them have been left out there by kickers. Now, again, I will say the same thing I said coming out of that Tampa game. I know a lot of reaction is lost. It was only going to tie the game. Just like week one, had Youngway made that field goal, the game would have been tied, and who knows from there. Maybe you ultimately win. Obviously, you give yourself a better chance to. Now, Parker is squarely in the crosshairs this morning, as he well should be, and I wouldn't be surprised if he's not on the team this weekend. But that only would have tied it.
Yep.
You still would have had to have gotten the ball back and done something with it, which you did get the ball back.
You did.
You just didn't do anything with it on that final drive. So you still would have had to have done something with it, and you had the opportunity to do so, which you didn't. So look, the talking about kickers and being frustrated by the kicking situation that they failed to address in the offseason is awful. It's awful that this is a story, because it's the two ones that are obvious yesterday and week one. San Francisco game two, like, you have a decent kicker, you probably kick the ball on fourth down there and tie the game at 13 instead of go for it and ultimately let the game slip away. So the three close, because you've really only played like three truly close fourth quarter games this season. They've all otherwise either been good and you've been in control, or you've been getting your ass kicked.
Right.
And in all three of the games that have been close fourth quarter under one touchdown games, the kicker has factored in in a way that has led to you losing the game. So for a team whose margins are already razor thin, for that to be something that you can't count on is unacceptable, but that's the bed that they made, and now we're lying in it.
Yeah, man. And the bed is lumpy as hell, Andy.
Oh, it's not a good bed.
Yeah, it's lumpy. It's a lumpy-ass mattress.
It's not one of those nice smartphone mattresses.
No, it's not, man. And it's frustrating because you played well enough to win. You played well
that's
enough
right.
to win the ball game yesterday. Defensively, you're getting two turnovers. What a great play by Jalen Walker. Well, I'm talking about, you know, just the fact that, you know, just – things that we ask for from this defense: 6 sacks, 2 forced turnovers. I mean, you frustrated the young quarterback. You were had him seeing ghosts throwing a ball, like, oh, where the hell is he throwing the ball? The defense did a pretty good job at that. Now, got off to a rocket start as far as the run game because you don't have no ass. But I mean, they started to try to be a little bit more stout. Your offense can't convert third downs. I mean, just can't.
Yeah, you can't
convert third down.
1 for 10 on third down.
Yeah, I mean, you look
meanwhile,
at it.
Meanwhile, they were 8 for 12.
You were outpossessed by 10 minutes.
Yep.
They ran 14 more plays than you did, and so you didn't give yourself an opportunity to get more offensive snaps to win this football game because it was there for you. You know, a certain you know Zach Robinson was under the microscope all week last week. I thought he did some good things. I thought Michael Penix was fine, except for you know. I've only played with one quarterback that did that. You know, if it's a false start or something, they get the snap and throw it in the ground. I've always hated it.
Yeah.
I've always hated it. And Phillip used to do it all the time. But it's Phillip, so I ain't going to say nothing to Phillip. But I hate when they do that because of situations, because Michael does it all the time. And then you get in a situation that you do that. And then I was like, what the hell are you doing?
You can't just do that.
You can't.
You can't just give up on the play.
I know they snapped the ball.
Yeah,
I know they clapped and all those different things.
Maybe they did.
But
there's no video evidence of
but
them
still,
doing it. But maybe they did.
The play is live.
Yeah, the play's live.
What the hell are you doing, Nine?
Right, you can't do that.
You know, and that was – then I was just like, oh, between him and Parker, Drake was freaking amazing yesterday. You got to catch that 4th and 1. You got to make the play. I know Christian Gonzalez is a hell of a corner, but you got to make that play because that converts and you get more damn plays. And so, I mean, everybody took their chance again. Obviously, hard to run the ball when your two starting guards are out, but they still were able to move it.
Yeah.
They were still able to.
That was a confusing part of it for me, too. I mean, there's so many things to this game, and we'll spend the next 3 hours breaking it down, the autopsy, the Monday morning autopsy. We'll get the phone lines open at the 40s like we always do, 1140, 1240, and 140. But – It's almost as if they conceded that they couldn't run the ball against New England.
Yep.
It's not like there have been other games this year where they've sort of banged their head against the wall and then given up on it. They didn't even try to run the ball against New England. And I know New England has a really good run defense, and now they're still, after this game, no running back has gone over 50 yards on them in a game this year. Mm-hmm. But Bijan had 20 yards at halftime on 4 carries.
Yes.
And that's 5 yards a carry.
Yes.
That's pretty good.
Yes.
If you're giving him the ball.
Yes.
They just, it seemed as though they went into the game like, well, we're not going to be able to do that. What's crazy about it, because we spent so much time last week talking about plan B. The run game was plan B yesterday.
Yes.
Plan A was throw the football. And the other thing that's crazy about it is some drives looked awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Other drives looked completely terrible.
Right.
It was like two different teams out there drive by drive. There was no continuity at all.
Right. And, you know, you think about, you know, Bijan, 20 touches. They had him out there, whatever you want to call it, a flanker position or whatever, and they threw it to him and those things like that. I think those took the place of actually turning and handing him the ball, just trying to get the ball in his hands. I thought the perimeter blocking, because I still think the Falcons' offensive line is not a good perimeter, like get out in space type team. So I guess they went and they tried to put Kyle and they tried to put Drake out there to block, and they were freaking awful. They were freaking awful out there on the perimeter. And so I'm with you. I think they gave up too early on the run game and things like that. But yet it was one of those things where, you know, Michael was throwing the hell out the football. Now, there were some of you like, what the hell is that going? But yet, you know, I thought that, you know, what do you call it? Players over plays. Let's find a way to get him the ball. Don't worry about the concepts and all that crap. Find him a route to get the ball in his hands. Find a way to get Bijan the ball. I still wish they would have found other ways to get Kyler. It was a hell of a catch on that first catch he made.
Yeah.
But find ways. There was no Moody at all yesterday.
Yep.
You know, no signs of him or anything
like
that.
Two targets, one catch.
And so.
And nobody else.
And nobody else. And so that's
the only other wide receiver that factored into the game was David Sills, who once again didn't know what to do.
Yes.
Coming out of a dead ball.
Yes.
And cost them that timeout in the second half.
Yes.
I know everyone's yelling at Raheem about it. Raheem had to call a timeout because the wide receiver didn't know what to do.
Exactly.
For the second straight week.
And these are the opportunities for a guy like Sills that are rare.
Yeah.
Very rare do you get to play offense, dude.
No kidding.
And so know what the hell you're freaking doing.
Know what to do.
Know what you're freaking doing.
Least.
At the very least. Know what you're freaking doing. And that's another thing. I'm just like, But that's what happens when you got injuries and all those different things.
That's true.
Yeah, but you're back where you are again. You're going to need a new kicker because the faith in him, I don't know what they do as far as getting ready to go over and play the Colts. But, I mean, the frustrating part, and I know with the guys in the locker room, you say all the right things and it's on us and all, which it totally is because Parker wasn't the only one that, you know, had issues, but he had the biggest issue because he missed the damn field goal.
Yeah, he actively cost you points.
After you done that's what I always tell you. After, you know, sitting there battled as a man out there just grinding, and then you get to a point where all you do is kick. That's it. It wasn't no wind.
No.
When
he tried to miss
the snowstorm.
He tried to miss the 38-yarder before that, too.
Yeah, but just
pushed it right. And then the extra point was even further right. Yeah, no, he did. He missed. But you know why he missed?
Because it's the Falcons.
Because he's their Band-Aid backup panic kicker that they signed in week two.
Yep.
He's not good. The Patriots cut him in the offseason.
Yeah, he lost the competition.
He's not supposed to be a kicker in the NFL. That's why. Because he came into the season with a guy that tried to tell you last year that he couldn't kick, and you were stubborn about it, I guess. I don't know, or cheap. I don't know what it was. But they didn't address that in the offseason and just bit him in the ass
again
twice in 8 weeks.
Yeah, man.
You're 3-5, and honestly, I'll say three of those five. Because I will include some of what happened at the end against San Francisco. You could have snuck out of there with a win if you had a kicker that you could count on.
Yep.
Three of the five losses you have are in large part because the kicker can't kick. And it's two different guys because it was Youngway week one and it was Parker yesterday and in the San Francisco game. But, like, again, this is a league where games come down to that, right? Games come down to kicks, one-score games. You're going to have to take advantage of scoring opportunities. Every drive ends in a kick, whatever cliche you want to throw.
Right.
And to have a guy that's – or have a part of your team that's just so below average when you're going to need it mm-hmm. because so many parts of your team are just barely there anyway,
correct.
It's crazy.
Yeah, man.
It's crazy.
But, you know, it's one of those years – and I always go back to the phrase you said during baseball. So it'll find you.
Oh yeah,
it'll find you.
No, that's why when they beat Buffalo and you had a joke, you're like, are we sure? And like, no, we're not. We are sure that the kicker's not good.
Yeah,
just hopefully it doesn't matter.
Right.
And then I did say a couple times last week, I hope they play well enough against New England to where the kicker actually factors. My bad. What I should have said was, I hope they play well enough, and then the kicker makes his kicks.
That's the most important thing. You got to make your kick. You know, again, one damn job, man. One job, and it's the frustrating thing ever. I know he didn't mean to miss it. But damn it.
Yeah, but I mean.
But
yeah.
You did.
Yeah,
you know?
So what?
And so, yeah, I know he's in a world right now that, you know, nobody wants to be in. All right? You cost your team a game. I know it would have tied it, but I'm going to look at it from the standpoint, you cost the damn ball game.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Because you were able to get the ball back. Now, that's one thing that they're never in a position, talking about the Falcons, we need a stop.
Yeah.
They need a stop.
And they got one.
And they got it.
Yeah. The defense, as soon as Walker and Pierce made that play at the end of the first half, everything changed.
Yes.
Defensively. They scored three more points after that. And they looked, I mean.
They were flying around.
They were flying around.
They were flying around.
I mean, it's pretty basic stuff. But when Jalen Walker's on the field, the defense is a lot better than when he's not.
Yeah.
Because he missed the last couple weeks, and it was glaring.
And he was, I mean, he got caught in a switch. But, I mean, then he had a couple plays. The play, the one on Hunter Henry, I mean, that was just a hell of a throw and catch.
Yeah.
You can't ask for better
he's
coverage.
He's draped all
You
over.
Can't ask for better coverage than what Jalen did. But, yeah, to come through that A-gap like that, look just like that damn Texas game. Come through, James Pierce obviously scooped. I was hoping he would score, but they did score the touchdown.
He was trying to
reach out from, like, the 9-yard
line. Dude, you're on the 10-yard
line.
Man. You're trying to reach to the goal line.
Yeah, man.
Protect that ball.
Yeah, but I thought, you know, they just the adjustments, whatever they did, I thought, you know, they were able to confuse the young quarterback. He didn't have the big day running that I thought he may have probably mm-hmm. could have had. And so maybe that was what was wrong with him because that's one, two, go. He was holding the hell out of the ball. Now, mm-hmm. credit to Atlanta in their coverage and you know, having him to hold the football. 40 still can't play. I don't care.
No, again.
Yeah,
all that to say.
I heard my man on the broadcast. No, he didn't. He was not playing good. He was not covering good.
All that to say, most important play of the game, they need a first down. Who'd they pick on?
Yeah, him. Where your eyes? Where the hell is your awareness? You got.
Yeah.
I ain't never broke nothing because of a sport, like watching it. Boy, it was.
Bertrand had you close?
Boy, he had me close, dog.
Yeah.
Because I'm talking about Andy. I'm sitting there watching this. And I'm like, okay, tight end's going to the flat. Where the hell are you looking, boy?
Where are you doing?
Where are you looking, boy?
Yeah.
Young man. I'm sorry. I should call him a boy. Young man.
Snap, throw, catch, game.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it. All right. There's a lot more in there. There's 3 hours worth. 2 hours and 45 minutes, more than that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I mean, we won't get to all of it today. We'll do our best. We'll get the phone lines open in about half an hour. We'll come back and tell you what's trending. A lot went down over the weekend, obviously, but again, unfortunately, Falcons on the losing end of things. That's three in a row now, 24-23 to the New England Patriots on the road. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.